the 2022 Pennsylvania Council of the Blind Virtual Conference and Convention, October 27th through the 30th.
Accelerating the trip to self-reliance.
The trip that involves
tools,
resources,
information,
and people.
Hello, and welcome to our fourth podcast previewing the 2022 PCB Virtual Conference. I'm your host, Tony Swartz. While our conference and convention include the work of advocacy, provision of information, and the conduct of the business of the organization, traditionally, we do reserve our later evenings for fun and entertainment. So keeping with tradition, on Thursday and Friday evening of this year's conference, the conference program and planning team will bring you two fun-filled game shows involving the participation of our peers. Joining me today to discuss each evening's entertainment is Marianne Grignan. Marianne will be hosting Friday evening's game show, Can You Sing It? Marianne explains the rules of the game.
There will be four teams, and the teams will consist of as many players as we can based on the number of those who chose to participate and still keep the number even. So the key is we have to have an even number of players on each team. So there are two sessions, each consisting of two rounds, and play in the first round begins with team one. And in the first round, each player on the team is given a word, and the player has to come up with a song that has the word in it in 20 seconds or less. And points are accrued in this round just based on how many songs the team comes up with. So let's say we have a four-person team and they all come up with a word, then they come away with 4 points for that round. And then play goes to team two, and the same rules apply.
Do they have to sing the entire song?
Oh, no. They have to sing to the point where the word is. So, for example, the word is, let's say, sunshine. And they come up with, you are my sunshine. So they have to sing to the point where you are my sunshine, like that. So they just need to get to the point where the word is. We're kind of trusting people's honesty because, you know, certainly none of us know all the songs in the world. So we don't want any made-up songs here, right?
That would be the temptation, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. And do songs have to be out of a particular era?
Absolutely not. Any song, we're hoping to attract a variety of people, you know, of all ages and all song knowledge. So absolutely not.
So if you choose a song, let's say that's a Gregorian chant, that's okay?
Well, yeah, it's okay. But, you know, we're all going to laugh a bit because none of us will know if it's real. But, you know, it's for fun, really. The game is just to have a good time, make people laugh and loosen up a little bit.
There's more than one round, right?
Well, there's two rounds. So the second round is played a little differently. In the second round, team two begins, and the whole team is given just one word with which to play. And each person on the team needs to come up with a song with that word in it. And play continues with the team until they are stumped. Now, in this round, the team is allowed one pass. So if you know, oh my God, I don't know anything with this word in it, you can choose to pass it to the next teammate. And the team plays until they're stumped and can no longer come up with a word, and they've used up their pass. And then the play goes to team one. So that's the end of that session. There are two sessions, and if at the end of either session there's a tie, we'll play a lightning round where the team will choose their best player to go up against their opponent. And each player is given a word, and they have 15 seconds to come up with a word. And the winner is determined when one person is stumped. So the winner is determined and that team prevails. The third session is the championship session, and it's played exactly like the other two sessions.
Do you have to be a good singer? Is there points for...
Oh, heck no. No, no.
Okay.
Heck no. Just anything. You know, we've had a long day of sessions on Friday, and this is just for people to loosen up and have a good time.
Yeah. Are there any prizes?
There will be a grand prize for each person on the winning team, and I'm not telling what it is.
Okay.
I'll give a hint. Giving a grand prize to each person on the team will fundraise for PCB.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
It serves two purposes, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So, Tony, what about your game?
Well,
can you tell us about that?
Sure. First of all, my co-host will be Blair Wissinger because I can't think fast on my feet. So things like keeping score, Blair is so good at things
like
that.
You guys worked great last year together.
Yeah, so he'll be joining me, and he'll be the timekeeper and the final judge if there's an issue and so forth. The name of the game is Riddle Bits, and surprise, it's a riddle game. And it will involve four contestants who will participate in two rounds, 16 riddles per round, and will take turns. So contestant one will get a riddle, and then contestant two, and so forth. And the order will be determined ahead of time, and the order will be different for each of the rounds. Now, when a riddle is given, the contestant has 30 seconds to solve the riddle. If the contestant doesn't solve it within the first 15 seconds, I'll ask, does the contestant want a hint? And if they choose not to have the hint and get it within the 30 seconds, they get a full 5 points. If they choose to have a hint and then they get it in the final 15 seconds, they would receive 3 points. Now, if they don't get it at all, then the riddle is passed on to the next contestant, who will be given an additional 10 seconds to solve it. And if they do, they get 2 points. And also, that contestant has the opportunity to have their own riddle.
Oh, so they could end up with a lot of points.
As many as 7, yes. Yes, 2 from the previous contestant.
And 5 of their own.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So we'll do 16 riddles, essentially 4 riddles per person, and that will be the end of the first round. And if there is a tie, there will be a runoff, and the runoff is a riddle given to the tying contestants, and the first one to call out the answer wins the entire round.
Oh, so that's a little different. That's fun.
Yeah,
so,
and that's a little chaotic, but I think we'll have fun with that.
Oh, I think it'll work out just fine.
The rules for the second round will be identical to the first round. The only difference is the order in which contestants will be given their riddles.
So, Tony, can you give us a hint, like a sample of a riddle?
Right. So, if I said, what is celebrated only when broken?
Oh, I clearly should not sign up for this game.
And here would be a hint.
Okay.
Your champion.
I still don't get it. What is it?
It would be an athletic record or a world record, some kind of record. You celebrate it when it's broken.
When it's broken.
Yeah.
I so should not sign up for this unless I want to really embarrass myself.
Well, to be honest with you, what I am going to do with the contestants who are selected is that I will tell them basically where to look on the internet to get some idea of the level that we're going to ask.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Well,
I'm not giving anybody hints.
Well, I'll tell you why. 30 seconds of dead air can be a long time.
Yeah.
And not that I will say which riddles we're using, but I can point them to lists. And
that's a great plan.
Yeah. We will do a test run of this with a few people from the conference committee just to test out the length.
Are you going to direct us to the website where these can be found so we can play the same way as?
Yeah.
Okay, then I might join.
Yeah.
Is there a grand prize, Tony?
There is a grand prize, and we're going back to Stuffed Puffs, and we want to get some support from them. And the people who receive them as prizes enjoy them, so we'll do it again.
That's awesome.
It really does sound like we've got our fun activities nailed down for Thursday evening and Friday evening. And so we want people to join us right around 9 p.m. each evening.
I'd even say 8:45, just so they're there in time. We're not just hanging around waiting for people. So if people could get to the Zoom room at like 8:45, that would be great.
And we'll be asking our contestants to join us more like 8:30, right?
Right.
So they're
absolutely
lined up and ready to go.
Absolutely. And I'll be contacting my chosen contestants in advance of the conference.
And I will as well. So everyone, join us Thursday and Friday of the conference at approximately 8:45 for an activity with lots of fun and surprises, and I'm sure a lot of laughs. So now that all our peers know what Riddle Bits and Can You Sing It are all about, we encourage you to indicate on your registration form that you'd like to be a contestant. And if you've already registered and hadn't indicated your interest in participating, you can contact the PCB office by email, pcboffice@pcb1.org, or give the office a call at 717-920-9999 to make that change on your registration form. But please, don't tell Autumn we sent you. Marianne, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to talk about my activities.